toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there, and you can actually control the content of the site as well. So whatever it is that you see online that you want to share with our listeners, you can just submit it as show prep. It'll then appear on the upcoming stories page of our website, and it's on that page where they must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So when you're going to freetalklive.com on a regular basis, let's say every day or so, you click upcoming stories, and you'll see whatever's fresh. So whatever has been submitted over the last 24, 48 hours or so, it's going to be there on the upcoming stories page. You vote it up, you vote it down, whether you like or dislike, and the most voted up will make it to the front page. So we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and others who are visiting our site will as well. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and joining you this evening, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
All right. Jumping into, in a moment, the story about the parents and pot, parenting and pot. But Johnny Ray, there was more up to the China kind of situation that you wanted to comment upon for our listeners just tuning in. As I understand it, what you told us in the last hour was that the United States is going after China at the World Trade Organization, attempting to get them to stop what is their allegation is that China is subsidizing Chinese car manufacturers and car parts manufacturers.
Right.
And they want them to stop or pay up or something like that. But at the same time, the United States has been found, has been ruled against in a different case, at the WTO with Antigua in a gambling operations case, and they owe millions of dollars, like $100 million to Antigua, and they haven't paid. So it would seem to me that if we had what we want, which is like a free market injustice where you can choose an arbitrator and everything's done on a consensual basis, if that were the case and I owed money in an arbitration case, if I had submitted a case to arbitration, it had come out against me, and in the arbitration agreement I had agreed that, you know, I'll do whatever the arbitrator decides, because that's what you're going to do in order to take a case to arbitration. You have to agree to the terms, and if the arbitrator rules against me and I don't follow through, I don't make the payment, I shouldn't have any standing to bring any claims against anybody.
No, and in fact, the longer that you continue to perform actions like that and lower your own credibility, you'll make it impossible for yourself to do business.
Right. Because people only really want to do business with reliable folks who you can count on.
Right.
So what were your further comments on this China-U.S. conflict?
Some libertarian economic dogma. Your leaders, by prosecuting the Chinese and the World Trade Organization, your democracy is forcing you to link arms with racists, with racist economic idiots.
Tell me more about that.
Trade wars are nothing new. That's what governments do.
Mm-hmm.
Mercantilism.
They control borders and they lock down products that they deem to be inappropriate because they're protecting the people that are doing business here, right?
That's right. That's right.
Or in some cases, they're hurting the people doing business here.
That's right. In fact, Mitt Romney accused Obama of being a protectionist when he, I don't remember what it was. It was a similar story to this one. Obama was attacking the Chinese for dumping, I think.
I see.
For producing cheap goods and dumping them in the U.S.
Right. As though they're just dumping. You mean selling.
Right.
Right. Right. Like, why would China just make a boatload of rubber ducks and then dump them in a harbor somewhere? You know, they're selling these batches of products, and that's what they don't like.
They're selling them to people who are buying them voluntarily, and the government, the U.S. government, thinks that you're too stupid to make your own decisions about what to buy.
Well, not only that, but they also, you know, they're protecting some of their buddies, right? So there's certain people with political capital who know the right people, who've greased the right palms, who are getting these regulations written to their benefit. And there are other people, so for instance, you know, the rubber duck manufacturers of the United States would be very happy if the rubber ducks from China were to be prohibited from coming in and or had a tremendously large tariff placed upon them. That would benefit the rubber duck manufacturers in the U.S.
Exactly.
But it hurts the consumer, and it hurts the distributors as well, because the distributor, they don't care where the rubber duck came from. They just want to have rubber ducks at the cheapest possible price so they can sell them to children or whoever would be that is buying that product. And so, therefore, if they can get them at the cheapest price from China, their customers benefit. And their customers benefit because they have more money in their pocket at the end of the spending. At the end of the buying, the shopping trip, the customer that can pay less has more to spend on other things or to save and or to give away or to give to charity.
That's right, and it's currently politically popular to want to have policies in Washington that benefit American workers and create jobs for American workers.
I mean, right. That's the claim on the front end of the politics. But ultimately, it hurts the American worker because it makes their dollar less valuable. If you can buy more products with $1, then that makes you have a higher standard of living.
That's right. Trade wars do not help consumers. They don't help American workers. Walter Williams is one of my favorite journalists, and he had a great analogy where you imagine the U.S. and China mm-hmm. are in a boat on the ocean together, and the U.S. or China say creates a tariff mm-hmm. on U.S. goods. And basically what they're doing is they're pulling out, in the analogy, they're taking a gun and they're shooting a hole in the U.S. side of the boat.
Okay.
It doesn't help either party. Maybe it will. Maybe the U.S.'s head will go under first. So in response, what the U.S. does is they pull out a gun and they shoot a hole in the Chinese side of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So these trade wars don't help anybody. They if Obama is would be successful in his case in the World Trade Organization to prevent the Chinese from subsidizing their auto industry, I'm mixing things up a little bit because I don't think government subsidies are good. But
right.
if they were able to impair China's ability to create goods at low cost, they're not helping you because they're just preventing you
from getting your
auto parts at lower costs.
Right. If you can get good auto parts from Chinese manufacturers, and I don't know how good they are, I imagine there's a range. China has become a lot better over the last three decades at creating quality products. I've purchased some Chinese goods recently in the electronics field that were pretty decent. And Chinese got a two-way radio, for instance, for like $40 straight from China that has all the features of a $300 U.S. Manufacturer. So they've gotten a lot better at creating a good quality product and putting it out there. That doesn't mean there still isn't some crap. But again, it's back to buyer beware, as we were discussing last hour on the Bitcoin side of things. If you want to make sure that you can vet a company and vet the quality of their products before you buy them, and you're willing to pay more for such a vetted product, then you should do that.
Yeah, and
if you want to throw caution to the wind and get a cheapy product from overseas or wherever, you throw caution to the wind.
And if the U.S. government prevents you from considering other cheaper products or other more expensive products, all they're doing is they're impairing your ability to discern between good and bad, and they're impairing your ability to make judgments. They're taking away a decision that could strengthen your mind.
Sure, and strengthen the marketplace as well, because more choices is always a good thing. I understand that having too many choices can be overwhelming. On the other hand, generally we have the tools today to narrow those choices down, you know, based on the simplicity of a Google search, for instance.
So what I was saying earlier about linking arms with economically ignorant racists is that
by supporting tariffs and such,
by supporting tariffs and by believing in the state's power to steer the economy,
mm-hmm.
the policies, trade war style policies, are motivated in large measure by racism, by the white man's fight versus the yellow man in this case. and it's economically damaging. It doesn't help.
It's an old idea. It's a bad idea. And you're right. Everybody loses except for the politicians.
And democracy condemns you to join forces with these ignorant masses.
So you're forced to pay for it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. A daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author, Joyce Meyer.
For several years now, I've tried to maintain what I call a word fast. Just being careful before God about what I say. As an example, I'm trying to avoid interrupting others when they're talking. People who talk a lot are usually more interested in what they're saying than in what they're listening to others say. And I want to learn to be respectful to all people, so I'm fasting interrupting. Are there areas where you might be able to fast your words and learn to use more self-control? If you're bold and courageous, why not join me and we will word fast together? For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And you can join us again on the phones, 855-450-FREE, as we continue here. Talk on the way about parenting and marijuana. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything that's the point of the program, but also want to let you know about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people that think like you, people who not only think like you, but are also willing to do something about it, put something on the line, spend a little bit of time or effort or money on doing activism to spread the ideas of liberty and make it so that we can actually have a shot at freedom in our lifetime. That's the reason, Johnny Ray, you and I are here in New Hampshire, as well as over 1,000 other people now as part of the Free State Project.
That's right. There's a malaise gripping the country and the kind of creepy collectivism I was talking about earlier, and it will destroy us all, but you can do something about it.
You can, but you have to be willing to actually take action, and go to freestateproject.org is your first action you take, and do the research necessary to learn more about the Free State Project, what it stands for, get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and it's a very persuasive document. I highly recommend you take a look at it. It's over at freestateproject.org. So our number here again, 855-450-FREE. We've been kind of talking about international issues here tonight, and specifically China. It's a pretty big place, pretty influential, lots of products coming out of there. We were just discussing the trade wars, as you called them, and I think that's it's an appropriate term. There's no bullets that go flying, but silly regulations and restrictive and destructive regulations are all over the place. There's no shortage of that. And as you also pointed out, it just hurts absolutely everybody. There are people who believe they benefit from from trade imbalance, though, and trade restrictions and tariffs. Certain people believe they benefit, but what they're not seeing is the larger picture. So if you were running a company that had some kind of product that you're manufacturing in the U.S., let's go back to the rubber ducks, for example. So if you're manufacturing rubber ducks and there's a new trade rule that comes into play saying that no imported rubber ducks should be allowed in the country without paying $100 per duck royalty fee on top of it, basically making it so you have no outside of the U.S. competition. You may look at that and say to yourself that that is benefiting you, that that you as the rubber duck manufacturer are benefiting directly from that, in that you can charge $25 for your rubber duck and nobody can really compete with it because everybody else in the country that's manufacturing them, the one or two other manufacturers, are also charging quite a bit of money. There's nobody on the outside of the U.S. that can compete. So I can understand why some people would support trade restrictions from that perspective, but they're not looking at it from the wider perspective of that, well, there are all these other rules out there that affect you in various different ways, ways in which you are unaware. The end consumer has no idea how much regulation and how many, you know, hoops the companies that have brought them products and services that they had to jump through to get that product to their front door. They have no way to calculate that. But as you pointed out, the more regulations there are, the more taxes, tariffs there are, the higher prices are, and therefore the less each person has to spend on their own, you know, well-being. The less they have total, the lower the quality of life. So while the business owner may say that it's the tariff is benefiting him, he's not looking at it from the right perspective.
Agreed. If you're a rubber duck manufacturer and rubber duck manufacturing is your life's dream and you love it, and someone somewhere else is doing it for cheaper, and the people are buying it, you shouldn't go run crying to the World Trade Organization and hide behind their skirts.
Mm-hmm.
You need to change the way you do business or study them and figure out what they're doing better than you are, copy them, or improve on what they're doing.
Absolutely. I have to absolutely agree with that. I mean, people have suggested, well, why don't you do XYZ action against somebody else? And I would never want to do anything like, so for instance, if somebody took Free Talk Live's archives and sold them or something like that.
Right.
I would never want to take my time, which is really limited, away from what I love to do, which is radio and activism, and spend it on, you know, filing a court case against somebody else and, you know, suing them. It seems like the last thing I want to do with my time.
Yeah, and what you're doing, and you're creating content every day. You give the content away for free, and you're required to create something new and I would say better every day. And it's better for all of us. You didn't create some magic 10 episodes that you're going to sit on and just litigate forever. I feel like I read somewhere that Thomas Edison basically wasted the last part of his life pursuing patent lawsuits.
Really? That's disappointing.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the phones. Gene's on the line listening in Maine. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live, The Inn and Johnny Ray.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Gene. What's
Good
on
evening.
Your mind?
You know, I'm wondering, the article, I don't know if it was an article you read or a news story or something. Was the United States, did they actually present any evidence to support the claim that the government is actually subsidizing these auto manufacturers, these auto part manufacturers? The reason why I asked...
I think they must have, Gene. I don't know what it was, but I don't think that they would have taken the case to it without bringing some evidence.
The only reason why I ask is because I'm sure you're familiar with James Bovard.
James Bovard, yeah. Is he still around? Didn't he pass on, or am I thinking of someone else?
No. In fact, I'm going to go visit him early next month. No, he's still around.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking of someone else. Apologize. Go ahead.
He hasn't written anything in a while, but a while ago he wrote a book called The Fair Trade Fraud, and he was present cases that the United States brought against countries concerning these type of issues, and some of the reasoning behind it is, it's ridiculous. I mean, for example, they were using such things as, you know, the currency depreciating or currency fluctuating to prove it. I mean, it's just absolutely idiotic. And besides that, like you were saying before, if, you know, China presents their case and shows that what we did with government voters, I like that term, by the way. I mean, if I was sitting on that WTO, I'd take the complaints, I'd make a paper airplane out of it, fly it out the window.
Right. U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk said in a statement announcing the WTO challenge that Chinese auto and auto parts exporters in government-designated export bases received at least $1 billion in subsidies from 2009 to 2011. So that's their statement. I don't know what their evidence is.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, let's take worst-case scenario. Let's say if they did do that. You know what? That would be an issue for the Chinese people to bring a case against their own government doing it. Not us. We benefit from that because, like you said, if they're able to sell their product at a lower price, it gives us more money in our pocket so that we can go spend it elsewhere and generate further economic activity.
Absolutely. And maybe you wouldn't spend it. Maybe you'd save it and eventually open up your own business and add your own product or service to the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Gene, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate it tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. We've got some more international news about NATO, but also on the way, parenting and marijuana. We'll tell you about that as well. 1-855-450-3733. One man says pot makes him a better parent. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And those features on the site include listening options. You've got different ways to get tuned into the show. Obviously, there's online streaming, which is completely free. You can go and listen to our broadband, mid-band, or narrow-band streams around the clock, 24-7. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live in your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about our over 110 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, we're on XM Satellite Radio 7 nights per week. The webcam, also, you can find us there. And the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance at listen.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the number here. Johnny Ray, was there more that you wanted to share, further thoughts on the China-U.S. situation or trade imbalances, or that the idea of trade imbalances? Yeah, that kind of leads me to a question, actually. See how you feel about this. The common objection to getting rid of trade regulations and restrictions and tariffs is that there's an imbalance, is that the U.S. gets more from other countries than they get from the U.S., and so therefore there needs to be some kind of restrictions.
Yeah, I've got two things to say about that. Number one, I think that has a lot to do with imaginary lines drawn on a map that don't really comport with reality, but are just political designations. And number two, I would say consider the trade deficit that you have with your grocery store. Is the relationship you have with your grocery store a destructive one? It isn't for me. It's very beneficial. But the trade deficit is huge.
Nice.
They don't buy jack from me, and I buy all sorts of things from them,
yep.
But it's still a valuable relationship.
Because you entered it voluntarily.
That's right. And we are making an exchange. I'm getting something from them. I'm getting food. They're getting dollars.
You know, back to your first point, though, and the first point's also a good one, in that that if we're here in New Hampshire and somebody is manufacturing the rubber ducks in Montreal, and it's cheaper for them to, if there weren't a border there, it would be cheaper for them to ship those rubber ducks to us from Montreal.
Right.
We have to get them from California. Because across the border, there might be some sort of rubber duck tariff, or customs is going to hold up the shipment, or, who knows what's going to happen when you're trying to buy from another country, whereas it's no problem to order them from California, put them in the back of an 18-wheeler, and ship them out there. So it makes more economic sense sometimes to buy closer to home, but sometimes closer to home means another country. And that puts people into a situation where they end up not choosing the closer option, which means they're going with the less economically sound choice of, having to spend whatever extra gasoline it takes to ship that product from somewhere else.
Well done. Excellent show, as always, Mr. Freeman.
Well, it's all thanks to you, Johnny Ray. 855-453. And you and your calls, if you make them, you can bring up anything you want. Mark Wolf, over the opinion pages of the New York Times, writes about cannabis and parenting. Says that the youngest of my three daughters was born around the same time I became a card-carrying medical cannabis patient. Even though I was only 44, and by the way, he's in San Francisco. I've been suffering from occasional back pain. I also suffered bouts of stress compounded by anxiety. Causes were unknown, and there seemed to be a correlation with work deadlines and flying coach with three children under the age of five. Sometimes it got so bad I had trouble falling asleep at night, leaving me groggy and irritable. So in 2010, I resolved to seek medical help, and I received a thorough physical examination from my CannaMed doctor, who checked not only my pulse, but my blood pressure as well. Examining the results, he concluded that I would benefit enormously from a cannabis-based treatment regime, and recommended that I use a brownie-based form of the drug to avoid the lung irritation associated with other modes of dose administration. You ever had pot brownies before?
No.
Really?
No, I'd love to have some.
I have, and I've had pot cookies as well, and it is an interesting way to take cannabis, because it's a longer-acting kind of way of doing it, in that it takes longer to take effect, and the effects themselves are different, because you're really absorbing all of it, a significantly larger amount of it, as opposed to when you're combusting the material, you're losing a lot of the chemicals that are the active ingredient, the THC. You're losing a lot of that in the combustion process. So it's a different experience. Anyway, he goes on to say that he soon had in his possession a shiny, state-sanctioned medical marijuana ID card. And again, this first person here says, gaining me free access to the city's expanding array of quasi-legal cannabis dispensaries. After 2 years of treatment, I can state unequivocally that I feel much better about pretty much everything. Sure, my back still hurts, but I'm cool with it. But the best part is an amazing off-label benefit I call parental attention surplus syndrome. Before beginning treatment, I was a dutiful, if not particularly enthusiastic father. Workday parental obligations were a necessary, unfortunate chore. I was so stressed out by the end of the day that bedtime, with its interminable pleas for more stories, songs, sips of water, and potty breaks, felt like a labor to be endured and dispatched as quickly as possible. Here's what a typical weekday evening exchange between me and my oldest daughter once looked like. Daddy, can you show me how to make a cue? Father, sipping bourbon and a soda, not looking up from iPad. Just make a circle and put a little squiggle at the bottom. No, show me! Sweetie, not now, okay? Daddy's tired. Well, nowadays, it's different. Daddy, can you show me how to make a cue? Getting down on the floor. Here, I'll hold your hand while you hold the pen, and we'll make one together. There, we made a cue. Isn't it fantastic? Thanks, Daddy. Don't you just love the shape of this pen? It's the same with my middle child. Before, can I watch a video? Father, of course. Child, after, can I watch a video? Why don't we read a story and then pretend we're in our own video? Go pick out a book and I'll go and get the finger puppets. I swear I'm a more loving, attentive, and patient father when I take my medication as prescribed. Perhaps this isn't surprising. As anyone who inhaled during college can attest, cannabis enhances the ability to perceive beauty, complexity, and novelty in otherwise mundane things. Grout patterns in your bathroom floor, the Grateful Dead, Doritos. While simultaneously locking you into a prolonged state of rapt attention, you not only notice the subtle color variations in your cat's fur, you stare at them in loving awe for 20 solid minutes. I'd say he's smoking some really good cannabis. I submit that this can be enormously salutary to the parent-toddler relationship. Beyond food, shelter, and clothing, what do small children need most from their parents? Sustained, loving, participatory attention. Thank you, doctor. No doubt some of you are tut-tutting that I should use medication or yoga or Zen mindfulness to achieve this. Point taken. And if I had a full-time staff of cooks and nannies, I'm sure I'd give all that a whirl. But the reality is that my wife and I are raising multiple tots on modest incomes in a small space in a very expensive city. No time for tantra. And I'm not suggesting that all stressed-out fathers should just get baked. You might even get a ticket for it in some states, and let's not forget the health risks, which are rumored to possibly exist. I've heard that even a small amount of marijuana can impair short-term memory function, and it might also affect short-term memory function. But for me, at least the benefits clearly outweigh the risks. I find the time I spend with my children to be qualitatively different and simply more fun when I take my medicine. Always in private, never in front of them, and never too much. I'm able to become a kid again. Of course, if you're eating a cookie, they're not going to know what it is. They'll just want one. So I guess it makes sense to eat that in private. I'm able to become a kid again, to see things through my daughter's eyes and experience, if I'm lucky, the wonder of each new game, each new object and sound, as they do. Deeply embedded voices of authority in my head still do caution that I may be hurting my kids in ways I can't see. But I just can't imagine how it could possibly be worse for them than the consequences of their father's former stress-fueled frustration and withdrawal. When I'm rolling around the floor with my giggling daughters, clicking into an easy dynamic of goofy happiness and love, I feel it's just what the doctor ordered.
I'm really glad you brought up this story, because I came in today hoping to ask you if I could get baked before the show.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. And your thoughts on cannabis and parenting are certainly welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you there. We give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, invite you to become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in a few bucks a month. We take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations with the money, and expand out to bring new internet listeners on board with the show. So once again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll also get access to special perks that only the amps get, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast forum, and more. Get the details, get signed up, any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about, we went from international news to something really, really personal, really, really local, and that is your family.
Parenting.
And not that you or I are parents, Johnny Ray, but we were children at one time and therefore had parents. And I think this is an interesting story about this guy who's he's writing an article over at I think it was the New York Times. Let me pull that back up again. But a gentleman writing an article about his experience as a parent using cannabis and essentially saying, yeah, it was the New York Times, essentially saying that cannabis helps him be a better parent. It makes him more understanding, tolerant, makes him more likely to get involved with, you know, his children rather than just blowing them off. And I think this is a fascinating personal example of, you know, a real benefit, one of the myriad of benefits that this drug, which some would call a miracle plant, is bringing to people's lives.
Smoking cannabis, I can totally imagine how this could help you connect with your children, because it makes things in the world that were pedestrian and commonplace to you, mm-hmm. and you're jaded to the world. After you smoke cannabis, these things can become new and fresh, and you realize what a beautiful world we live in.
Johnny Ray, are you advocating the use of illegal drugs?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, yeah, I think you kind of have to be a little bit careful when you get into that area, because, you know, the initial objection is going to be, well, what about the children? I mean, you don't think that a 12-year-old should be smoking pot.
I don't claim to be able to represent a 12-year-old and make their decisions for them.
What would you do? I mean, if you were...
I would advise a 12-year-old not to smoke pot.
Why? If it's so great, it makes the world fresh again, why not?
Well, for one thing, when you're, as Mark says, when you're inhaling burning vegetation, that's not good for your lungs. Now, if he was vaping it, then I would have to dig a little deeper to come up with a reason why he shouldn't be smoking pot.
Vaping as in using a vaporizer?
Right. My dad would give me, I could get away with picking up his beer at the dinner table or his glass of wine
sure.
and drinking it. And I was younger than 12, I'm sure, when I did that for the first time.
I always thought that was a really good parenting policy. My parents didn't raise me that way, but then again, they didn't really drink hardly ever.
Uh-huh.
But I always thought that was a, you know, that's kind of an open-minded way of parenting, a method that is going to allow your offspring to experiment with the use of alcohol in a safe place that can be used to encourage safe practices with this. Whereas if you've got a parent's, you've got a household where the parents are restrictive and they say, don't you ever touch that, then that's inevitably going to result in a lot of cases in, you know, a teenager going out, when that 8-year-old becomes a teenager, getting the opportunity to come across alcohol and then perhaps use it in a very dangerous and abusive manner. And I think that, that's the tactic, if you will, or the strategy of raising young people around some of these commonly used drugs in an open-minded fashion, I think that can result in a much better adjusted young person.
I remember in the Marine Corps they used to say that you should train the way you fight, and the how that relates to parenting is you shouldn't try and shield your children from the real world and what they're going to have to deal with when you're not there taking care of them.
I wouldn't necessarily suggest that young people use cannabis. Like I didn't do harder drugs than that until my 20s, and I'm glad I didn't. Like, I wouldn't have been ready for it earlier on in life. And, you know, that's not to say that there can't be somebody who has been raised by, you know, a pair of open-minded parents who's open, you know, enough to the idea of having a young person sample something like that. I wouldn't come down on someone who felt that it was right for their family. But I don't think I would recommend it across the board. You know what I mean? I wouldn't just say, hey, kids, go out and do this. I don't think that's responsible, because I don't think most young people are responsible enough to, you know, to make choices like that for themselves yet. I want them to be. Like, I want young people to live in a world where they're allowed to advance as fast as they want, where they're not held back by arbitrary age restrictions. You can't go into business for yourself. You can't get, you know, financial. You can't get a credit card. You can't go into a movie. You know, you can't do these things. But if the young person thinks that they can and is willing to go out there and do that and their parents support them on it, whose business is it? Whose business is it whether or not those young people are able to do those things?
Yeah, if you go out and make poor decisions, first of all, it's not any of their business. It's the business of the individual who is doing their own thing and doing what they want to do. But when they go out and they make poor decisions and they fall flat on their face, that's how you learn. Unfortunately, I've had to learn everything the hard way because I never listened to people giving me good advice.
Story of my life, too, Johnny Ray. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, I'm very sorry, guys. I just tuned in, and I had something completely off the subject you were talking about, if that's okay.
That is okay. You don't have to apologize. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, so go ahead.
Okay, the other day, yesterday it was, I listened to the economist and financial advisor named Max Keiser talk up Bitcoin. He said that, quote, it's going to be the currency of the rebellion. And he really said that there are good things in store for Bitcoin. Now, this is what I've been thinking about. When we're talking about things like gold, it's at a price now where most working people like myself can't afford to buy any of it. Is there going to be a point that it's too late to get involved with Bitcoin? I mean, if Bitcoins were just a few cents when it first came out, and now they're worth $11 for one Bitcoin or whatever the amount is, I mean, what's it going to do for me if I can only buy 10 or 12 Bitcoins? You see what I'm saying? Is there going to be a point where, like, gold is unattainable for most people today?
Yeah.
Bitcoins are divisible, very, very divisible to 10-plus decimal places.
Yeah.
So you can buy a a 1/10th of a Bitcoin or a 1/1,000,000th of a Bitcoin if you want to.
Right, yeah, there's no restrictions on that at all. In fact, if you were to go out today and buy those Bitcoins at now current price $12.26 in U.S. dollars, if you were to go out and buy some Bitcoins today and they become $120, then, you know, you've done pretty well there for yourself, and you'll be able to sell those Bitcoins at, you know, like you said, you know, 0.5 or 0.25 or 0.05 or whatever amounts you want to.
Yeah, I think I'd like to get involved with that, even though I won't be able to get a big wallet going. I mean, even a few would be, seems like it would be a good investment, knowing that it goes up every day. I mean, every time you guys talk about Bitcoin, it's gone up.
It doesn't go up every day, right, because it has been as high as $30. There was a spike a long time ago, sometime early this year, I think it was, or late last year, and there was a spike, and it went, it shot up, and then it came and crashed back down to like $2. It's been going up ever since then, however, for the most part, with minor fluctuations.
When Bernanke announced QE3 last Friday, I think, I was expecting a Bitcoin explosion in the price of Bitcoins in dollars, but
it's gone up 25% since the last time I bought some, which was only 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, the explosion that I was expecting didn't happen, but the rally that was happening at the time has continued.
Yeah, you said you've gained 30% on yours.
That's right.
Anyway, yeah, Mike, any other thoughts?
No, nothing else. There's definitely something to the Bitcoin, though. I know that. I can't wait to see what happens 6 months from now.
Yep, it's exciting to watch, and you know, it's good to know. It's better to know about it now than it probably will be to find out when it's $100 per Bitcoin. So, you know, you're probably still in on the beginning cusp of this, even though it's no longer being sold for under a buck. And, you know, had I had any vision whatsoever and it was a savvy investor to some extent, which I'm not, clearly, I would have done the smart thing and bought a bunch of them when I realized how valuable they were. I came to the conclusion once that, wow, this is a real thing and it's important and it needs, you know, it's going to happen. Like, this is working. And I came to that conclusion when I found out about the Silk Road, but I didn't have the investor savvy to think, oh, I really believe in this. I should go buy some. I didn't. Just sat and waited and then paid way too much. Of course, what I paid back then was far less than what
it
is
now.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man. Once again, you can go to bitinstant.com to get your own Bitcoins. I'm probably going to be doing that here tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Right, bring up what you want. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.